This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Chaya to see Miza, the hashtag at the Hangouts Sports. And today we are doing something different because we usually have a conversation, but it is a conversation, but we are with our conversation. Our be too serious, but today we need to talk about this because it is something that is very serious and something that is making an impact out there. And I told you before we started the second hour, we do have an interview with Usista Mkhwanazi from eHealth Yakhonala, Department of Health Yakhonala, eMangosuthu University of Technology. She's going to be telling us about the hand, foot and mouth disease that is breaking out there. And we heard on 2 PM news actually in the Lomapumula La Payana we MUT Radio Ukuthi ibalo sezinyuke up to 175 yama students around in nje aseyitholile lesifo. So she's going to be telling us ukuthi yizini esingenza, maybe prevention, ukuthi ubona kanjani ukuthi you have it. So we are talking about those things. So I'm just gonna welcome here on the show nje Sister Mkhwanazi. How are you doing?
Very well.
Yes, and it's making me scared actually. I'm feeling scared.
Don't be scared. It's a minor infection. It's not fatal.
But I guess I'll survive because I survive Wupenyane, but I guess I'll survive.
And COVID. COVID.
Hey, that's one. But we are talking about hand, foot, and mouth disease. So let's just get straight to it. Uti, what is this disease?
Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease is an infectious disease that causes a blisters or sores around the mouth, hands, and other parts of the body. It's an infection. It's a viral infection. Ama signs and symptoms are corona. They appear at least 3 to 6 days after the initial infection.
Yes.
And they include sore throats. Sometimes you just don't feel well or be tired, loss of appetite, fever, and then lama blisters.
Interesting. So usually, ngangeza about this disease on the news. I think some time ago, it usually occurs in my animals. Is it somehow related to that?
This one is not related to the animal one. Yes, this is runs in humans.
Is it a new virus or is it something that we've seen before?
We've seen it before. It's not a new virus.
Okay.
Interesting. So let's just move on. So I'm sure people want to know, Uti, how can this happen? How is it transmitted? If it is transmitted,
it's usually transmitted because it's a skin infection. It's usually transmitted by contact. Mm. Contact with people that are already infected or touching on surfaces or where these blisters maybe. Then you touch that, you don't wash your hands, and then you might then wrap yourself or get an irritation and then basically infected.
So I also heard ukuthi by saliva mhlambe iyakwazi ukuthi it was transmitted and also mucus. I read somewhere, I don't know how true that is.
I'm a bodily fluids basically, so that is yes. Why it's important to prevent an sleep, to wash your hands and wash your hands. Those are the main things. Wash your hands and avoid coming into contact with people that are infected. It's not airborne, so also we inhale. It's transmitted through we contact.
Yo, so very soon, just ngabuyela kuma mask nje.
Ngenyindlela.
Mele asizukuya kuma mask because it's not an airborne disease.
Okay.
Kodwa ngenyindlela mele siye ukuxhawulana.
Hayi.
No, it doesn't mean we should be antisocial. We can still shake each other's hands, hug each other. The trick is just washing your hands after touching people or touching surfaces. So just in case that somebody lobum tinta or contaminated or infected. That's the trick. But so it doesn't mean we should not be social to each other. But if a person is already infected and we say now ama symptoms, which is commonly ama blisters or sores. I mean, it's uncomfortable. No one would like to touch ama sores of another person.
Yes.
Unless if it's your baby. Then if it's your baby, you're bound to touch the child, regardless of the blisters or the sores. But an adult touching each other when they are blisters, it's uncommon. It's like somebody who's bleeding. The nature does not allow it. Even if you love the person, it's your significant other. But in nature, it's such that it protects you. You just retract by mere observing ukuthi umuntu unesilonda or unegazi.
Yeah, so most cases seem to be appearing like come primary schools and also high schools. So is that maybe a age? Would you? I was we told if you are this age and we told if you are this specific age.
I know age restriction would affect some of the bangan, but why it's all like a cool is because I'm doing young, like Labama Sema primary school, Nasema preschool. They are in contact with each other
Badala no wrestling.
Yeah, badala together. They touch each other. Yeah. Unlike ama students, for instance, my universities, they don't play together. Labanane, badala together, by Sintana, and so on. So sometimes we say my preschool, but we share the same things. They share lots of things. But also, ema higher education institution, we might see Dokuzan. Increase or infection is because I'm a student now. There are numbers, Asalima residences, they share my rooms, they share my bathrooms. Then it is possible for the outbreak to extend to my institutions of higher education.
Interesting. So, as the Department of Health, maybe there will be some sort of activation, maybe to inform our students at school about hand, foot, and mouth disease, because maybe I think mostly abandoning the school and they don't know about it, or maybe they are not aware because most don't listen to news, as said it is to admit.
Ugozalaga radio is one of the creator awareness because it is readily available on ama stations, ama radio stations. For instance, I'm a public radio station. But we thought because the community, it's in a radio station here, to go to let's put it, bring it closer to home to inform my students about this hand, foot, and mouth disease. We'll be distributing our pamphlets to our students. Right now, it's in a campaign, Valley Wellness Week, our students, where we're looking at other health related problems. So I'm a peer educators who are student volunteers will be distributing my pamphlets. We stand somewhere up here in anniversary link. And also a clinic will be distributing my pamphlets. Information will be shared also with the resident officials because that's where most students stay and that's where they really come into contact with each other in numbers, but keep them a pass together. They share my kitchens and those things.
Nice. So once you have this disease, is there any way which you can get a treatment? Econ treatment, yeah?
Currently, Iko like a direct treatment, if I can use that word, unlike TB, which TB. This will treat my symptoms. If unama blisters, you might get some over-the-counter medication just to treat those blisters. The traditional method, for instance, of using water and salt just to... wipe if the blisters are really serious. But then if you have a fever, you might take a mild anti-fever medication like paracetamol, which will help and it's available over the counter. So you basically, if you're feeling cold, wages, if you're feeling hot, put on a fan. putting down fires.
Right now,
if we are palaza, stop eating and get something as a wenzuzu, yego palace. If you put a kind, get something as a wenzuzu, he headache to go away. But so, if my symptoms persist for more than 10 days, inga be better, then seek medical attention.
Yeah.
Or if you are worried, maybe as we go on, we'll unpack that when do we seek medical advice.
But just let's just get into that. So we'll see when do we seek medical advice because of time.
Generally, foot and mouth disease he has resolved on its own. Example between 7 and 10 days, especially if you have the immune system esebenza kahle. Amasotsha akho ayasebenza kahle because akhona yona silekelelayo vele ukuthi silwe nanoma isiphi izifo esiqhamuka kuthini. But then if ama symptoms akhe nga improve or eba worse after 10 days, seek medical attention. If it's a child who's under 6 months, don't wait. Imagine the symptoms, benze ayek dokotela immediately. If you have to swallow liquids, benze ayek dokotela as soon as possible. If, for instance, you know that you have a weakened immunity for one reason or the other, maybe it's an underlying medical condition, or you are in treatment that lowers your immune system, better get medical attention as quickly as possible. Otherwise, in an average immune, well-immune person, I resolve my symptoms of that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sister Mkhwanazi. And we want to thank you for joining us on MUT Radio, teaching us about this disease and also teaching our listeners, because maybe some were not aware of this disease. And I'm sure ukuthi bayizwile izinto and they will be able ukuthi bawazi ukuthi if I get ama symptoms ukuthi ngazi ukuthi ngenze njani, and if it's after 10 days then I can go seek medical help. So if it happens ukuthi is a student sala esikoleni, can they come to you?
Yes, 10 days is basically saying if you don't have access to a health facility, because this is a public health issue, so some of the information is meant for the public.
Yes.
But I must also say MUT and a convenience clinic. And considering what some students say, do they associate with each other kakhulu, because attend my class, akibele ma pass award, ahlale ma res award, it would be advisable to seek medical attention earlier so that sizokwazi ukulekelela kuse early. But if you are in a remote area and now nayo access your health services, then the 10 days will be your guideline, and you can go over the counter and buy your own medication to assist you. But we would like our students to present to the clinic as soon as possible, because if siyekelela mhlambe infection is spread kakhulu in our residences and on campus, loko ngagcina sekusaffectela mhlambe the program yetha teaching and learning. So we want to see and assist students as early as possible to prevent further infections.
Thank you very much, Sister Mkhwanazi. We'll just stop there for today. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. That was Sister Mkhwanazi telling us more about the hand, foot, and mouth disease.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.